Well, let's take a break from the news now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Mario Cotto is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He is back with us once again. Hi, Mario.
Hi, bud. How's it going?
It's going well, and you've got a lot of music for us, so let's get right to it. And you wanted us to hear from the artist Rostam. This is called Guan.
Some people say they know, they never really know. They all wait for something that never comes to them. But all of these dreams keep coming back to me slowly, slowly. And sometimes I laugh when I think about how you know me. Yeah, you know me.
And Rostam, by the way, used to be in the band Vampire Weekend, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he announced last year that he was actually leaving the project to pursue solo projects and some production work. And since then, he's been very, very busy collaborating with Hamilton Lighthouser of The Walkmen, and also doing production work for like Solange, Frank Ocean, and a bunch of others. And actually, he came by MBE at the end of last year.
Like MBE, Morning Becomes Summer. Eclectic, the morning show on KCRW.
Yeah. And he came by and did a guest set, and he premiered this track. Unfortunately, that session went completely over my head, and I missed it. And then about four nights ago, KCRW DJ Travis Holcomb actually played it.
Hmm.
And I literally sat in my driveway, totally tearing up, because it's I don't know, it just really, really moved me. And I've been listening to it on repeat ever since.
What is it about it that moved you so much?
The strings, obviously, like strings and like children's choirs just kind of destroy me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of reminded me of Lou Reed's Street Hassle. You know, Lou Reed's always behind the, you know, sunglasses, a little disconnected. And this sort of has that same initial feeling, but then he just takes it to this really super tender, lovely place. So yeah, it's one of the first tracks I've heard this year that really just took my breath away and just made me stop completely. It's really lovely.
All right, well, next we have the Swiss artist Romain Iannone. This is Piano Sample. So what's going on here?
If I'm completely honest, I don't know a whole heck of a lot about Romain Iannone. But what I do know is that this is a work off of an album out on cassette called Nocturne Works. And it's basically a series of impressionistic compositions devoted and dedicated to a flower called the Ipomoea alba, which only blossoms at night. It's called the moonflower.
Hmm.
And then the cassette actually comes with moonflower seeds. And apparently the artist's intention being something about the fundamentally organic nature of experiencing music and listening to music. And so, yeah, I mean, that particular track feels like a hip-hop beat or something. And there's lots of different kinds of sounds on the cassette. But that one really got me.
Maybe that's what I just bought, is moonflowers, and that's why they are not blooming during the day, because they only bloom at night while I'm sleeping. Or maybe I'm just such a bad gardener that they all just died. That's probably more likely.
Well, I believe that they're blooming at night.
Yeah, that's right.
While you sleep, yeah.
All right, well, the next one you brought us is the British electronic producer who goes by the name Bibio. This is Beyond My Eyes.
Yeah.
Now, this is the Mario Koto that I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. The funny thing is, like, we were talking earlier, just a moment ago, about organic sound, organic nature of experiencing music. And Bibio has always been a fairly organic, acoustic-y kind of artist. But he's taken a step back from his guitar, and on this one, he's basically made every single sound on this EP with nothing but an 808, which, if you've ever seen, it's like this massive, it looks like a Chevy truck or something. It's just got a bunch of buttons, and it's a drum machine, but he's taken all of the drum machines and turned it into a billion different instruments, and it's kind of insane that he did that.
The music website Pitchfork says Bibio makes collage and pastiche-based music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically it feels sort of like, I don't know, very sort of folky. Like this, you know, he takes the guitar and takes the kind of sounds you would find maybe Aphex or Clark or somebody like that, but using guitar sounds for it. And so this time he's just put that to the side and gone to his, apparently his like first love, which was French house music. And so he's created a Bibio kind of house, which is just really lovely, but also has a real chuggy aspect to it. I mean, it's really, really good.
All right, well, we have time for one more. And for that one, we go to the UK with Bullion. This is called All Abroad.
Come, let us lapse into freedom, 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 into freedom.
Now, we can only play a little bit of this song, but it is over 25 minutes long, and every few minutes it completely changes, slows down, speeds up. Sometimes there are vocals, sometimes there aren't. How would you describe this?
It's I feel like it's definitely a mixtape, but he comes also from a tradition of, seemingly, of beat tape making. So he definitely likes to make hip-hop-y kind of sampled choppy beats. But he also is really good at creating really lush, atmospheric, like adult contemporary kind of vibes. So I think what he's done with this mixtape is just create a sort of soundscape that you can just put on and it lasts, you know, for almost half an hour. And he just takes you on this lovely journey, which I think is part of the, like, that's part of the nautical theme as well. Like, there's a guy says all aboard several times and that kind of thing, and like on the cassette you get these like little anchors and like sailor outfits and stuff.
Well, and when I said all aboard, that's because it is spelled ALL space ABAWD, so that's how you got to say it.
Yeah, all aboard. and actually, I mean, if you stick it out to the very, very, very end, the last 3 minutes are actually the best thing I've heard all year. It's like this weird Celtic jig, but with a beat. Like, it's like, I can't put it into words, but it's really, really remarkable.
Well, we'll go out on that as we say goodbye to Mario Koto, who is a DJ at KCRW. Mario, thanks as always.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.